Well, a Monday morning, and we're running out of those in the month of March. Here we are, the next to last Monday, headed into the last weekend of the month of March. In April, not that far away. But it is a Monday, and every other Monday, we chat with our friends from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. And checking in with us this morning, and doing so remotely, we have Laura Emery, who is director of the Birthing Center at NVRH. Laura, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what do you think about all that stuff we led into here? The next to last Monday of the month of March, the last weekend of the month of March, and April's coming up. Where's your head with all this?
It just seems like the year is going by pretty fast, but happy to welcome spring.
Oh, certainly, too. And boy, the last week or so, we have really seen and felt the effects of spring, that's for sure. Hey, you know what also coincides with spring?
What is that?
Babies.
Yes.
That's the only thing I can think of, folks, to lead into this. Now, Laura, we mentioned that you're director of the Birthing Center. First off, we'll ask you how long you've done it. And then we're going to talk about the second annual baby fair coming up, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I've been at the hospital for 10 years, and I've been director on the birth center for the last six.
And quite a center that is. I can remember the days before, because my son was born at NVRH back in the early 1990s, and then we had that big fundraising event, the community got together, the hospital directors, and now we've got one of, if not the best babies centers in the entire state of Vermont.
Yeah, I agree. We're really fortunate to have such a beautiful space and the community.
And there's an awful lot that goes on in there, and there's an awful lot that goes along with pregnancy, too. A lot of our listeners know that, and a lot don't. But so let's talk about this first. The second annual baby fair is coming up, and you've also got some help on this with, I believe, an Academy student, right?
Yeah, I would honestly say this would not be a thing without Lily Chase. She has dreamt this up, and last year was the first year that we hosted the baby fair. And this year, she came back and expressed her interest in doing it again, which we have just been thrilled about, because it's such a great opportunity to bring in many of our community partners and also just offer an opportunity for new families, people who are pregnant, to come in and really have a chance to meet face-to-face some of the community partners that also bring in their kids if they have any, and just, you know, have a nice afternoon. And there's also lots of raffles and different prizes there.
Well, it sounds like a whole awful lot of fun. And it's our understanding that Lily has been doing this not only out of her own true passion, but as part of her capstone project, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, she's a senior this year, and just shared with me recently that she's been accepted into the nursing program at the University of Vermont. So she's really passionate about healthcare, about nursing, and maternity care specifically.
All right.
We've been really grateful to work with her.
Laura, hold on a second here. Lily, woot, woot, congratulations on. I think it's great that she's made this decision so young. I mean, you said she participated last year, and now here she is a senior. She already knows what direction she's going.
Yeah, and before that, she had spent time shadowing on the birth center. So we've really seen her for the last few years, really. So it's been a great partnership, and we're excited to see her continue her professional growth as she graduates soon and moves on to UVM.
Man, this is so cool. I love doing this. I really do. All right, so let's go back to the focus here on the second annual baby fair. It's coming up when?
It's going to be on Wednesday, April the 2nd, and it's at the NVRH hospital on main campus, conference rooms 126 and 127.
All right, so that's on the east side of the building there where we have all the conferences and meetings, right?
Yes.
All right. So there's going to be a lot being talked about there, obviously talking about the birthing center. People are going to want to know, that want to be in attendance. Is there a cost to it? Who is welcome? Let's hear some of that.
So the cost is free. Anyone in the community is welcome. And I did not mention the time, but it's from 3 to 5 p.m., which is important timing because it also aligns with transportation with RCT, so that regardless of of your transportation, hopefully that wouldn't be a limitation. You'd be able to make it because we kind of schedule it for both after typical work time and then also to align with the RCT bus schedule.
Well, that works out great because RCT has a lot of free bus runs as well. So we're obviously going to talk about, you know, people having their first child. We're also going to be talking about some of the issues that come up with some young families, all kinds of things, nutrition and stuff like that. Right, Laura?
Yeah. So basically, as I mentioned earlier, our community partners are there. So we really just set up the conference room space to have multiple tables around the room, and it's really meant to just have sort of a free flow feel to it. We're also going to have some snacks and refreshments there, a station if you bring kids with you that they can, you know, do little art projects. If you're currently nursing, we're going to have a little area of privacy in the corner so that you know, if needed, could step into there and be able to nurse your baby. So we really just want people to feel welcome and that they can bring, you know, any of their family members into the space.
Folks, Laura Emery with us, and we're getting ready to wrap up our chat, but we're talking about an upcoming event on April 2nd from 3 to 5 p.m. in the conference rooms at NVRH. Laura, I think it's important to mention this, and we've done this over the years with our chats here in the morning. NVRH has held a proud distinction that has included other hospitals throughout the Green Mountain State, but being a baby-friendly hospital is now a sole bragging right for Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. And we've had the designation of being baby-friendly for over 25 years now. So it's something that we're proud of. It is a challenge to maintain the baby-friendly designation, and but one that we continue to do and are very proud of.
Well, and I don't know how well your math is this early in the morning, but you said you've been there for 6 of the 10 years of the new birthing center. So 6 of 25 years, you have been part of that baby-friendly birthing experience for a quarter of your career.
Yeah, well, actually, I've been on the birth center all 10 years that I've been at NVRH, just the 6 years as director, but yeah, so over a decade.
All right, so I'm going to do for you then the same thing I did for Lily Chase. Woot, woot! Laura, way to go.
Thank you.
All right, well, no, we've enjoyed the chat. We're going to help. We've helped you spread the word here. Folks, again, April 2nd, 3 to 5 p.m. Laura Emery, thank you so much, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
All
Have
right.
Have a nice morning.
Yes, we will. I got coffee in hand. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Okay.
Find out more about everything going on at NVRH at NVRH.org. We're headed up to news, and we're also headed up to your weather forecast with some snow in it. That coming up at 20 minutes after, and birthdays at half past right here, Magic in the Morning. Happy Monday.